share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Almost 1 week after the passing of the late Queen Elizabeth II, the world is still mourning the loss, and people are still expressing their grief as well as sharing their wonderful experiences of meeting the late Queen. Just last night, September 13th, on his Facebook account, former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir also took the opportunity to express his shock and disbelief over the passing of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Tun M. then said that he had met the late Queen on many occasions. Especially during the meeting of the British Commonwealth. The late Queen had also visited Malaysia twice when Tun M. was still the fourth Prime Minister. Once when we hosted the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, and once during the Commonwealth Games. For his experience of meeting the late Queen personally, Tun M. had nothing but the fondest words for her, saying, "The Queen was always gracious and hosting her was a pleasure." Jokes with the late Queen. Tun M. also shared what is perhaps one of the best memories with the late Queen, where he made a joke about the English language. In Zimbabwe during a speech. At that time, Tun M. joked about what is said in English does not necessarily represent what it actually means. For instance, in Parliament, the presiding officer is called Mr. Speaker, but he may not speak. Tun M. made two more jokes about the English words. The Malay sultans are called the rulers but they may not rule. The British advisor ruled. Then there is the British Commonwealth where wealth is not common. The late Queen, who was only 1 year younger than him, not only laughed, but Tun M's joke made it to the BBC when the late Queen celebrated her golden jubilee. Near the end of his post, the former Prime Minister once again expressed his shock over the passing of the late Queen, who breathed her last breath just 2 days after appointing the UK's new Prime Minister, Liz Truss. "I really did not expect her to pass away when she did. She was only 1 year younger than me." Tun M believes that her passing is not just a loss to the British, but also to the people who believe in the rule of law. "She was a good example of a constitutional monarch. May she rest in peace." Our thoughts and prayers are with the royal family of the late Queen Elizabeth II. Also read. Late Queen Elizabeth II met local Nasib group, Ryan, in 1998 and asked them to perform in Scotland. Source, Suara Sarawak. Source. Britain Magazine. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.